I'm Leonard Hitz, and I'm a veteran of the United States Marine Corps. High Plains Public Radio has given me the honor of interviewing veterans who have served our country. Today, I'm talking with a fellow Marine, Tommy Webb of Sublette, Kansas.
I was born sometime in 1951, 1952, or 1953. I really don't know when I was born. When I was taken to the orphanage there in Seoul, Korea, in 1958, when I got to the orphanage, the doctor looked at my teeth and gave me a birth year. And then they gave me a calendar, and I got to pick out a month and a date, and that became my birthday.
Now, you said when you went to the orphanage, take us back a little bit, Tommy, if you will.
I was born in a small village, as far as I know. I was born in a little village called Myadi Myeongdong, which was in the 1950s about 10 miles north of Seoul, Korea. And the little village that I lived in was basically women and children, and there was a United Nations Marine base at the base of the hill. My mother was an alcoholic and a prostitute. The 7 years that I lived with my mother, I really cannot remember her being sober. And so I was basically a street child that I raised myself. And when I was about 6 or 7 years of age, I left that village and started traveling south and came to Seoul, Korea. Spent 3 days in a train station because it provided shelter from the cold, because this was November and it was cold. And also provided food, because when there's people traveling, they would have food with them. And so I would steal the food from the people there at the train station that weren't paying that close attention. After 3 days, I ran into a police officer, and he put me on a bench. And an hour later, this little white-haired lady came and sat next to me and gave me a piece of candy. And after I finished eating the candy, the police officer said to me, "Do you want to go with her or do you want to go with me?" I wasn't stupid, so I said, "I'll go with her." And she took me to the Holt Orphanage. And there I stayed for 6 months and then was adopted into the United States in June of 1959. And my father, who really wasn't supposed to fly because of all the damage to his back that had occurred during World War II, said, "I will fly there and pick him up."
And so when you got there, he picked you up?
Well, he actually, one of the ladies took me down the steps of the airplane. Mm-hmm. Those were the days when we still had the steps.
Right.
We came down from the plane.
I understand.
And about halfway down, she looked at me. She said, "In Soo," that's my Korean name, Park In Soo. And she said to me, "This is your new Abuji," which is, means father in Korean. And I looked down at this man who was Roy Webb. And there's three things that I remember about Roy Webb. One, he had no hair. And I was amazed that this man would be my father who had no hair. And the second thing was that he was a big man because he stood over 6 foot tall and weighed probably about 220, 230 pounds. And the third thing that I remember about Roy Webb was that he had lots of money. And the reason I knew that, he stood there with a suit and a tie on. And when he saw me, the first thing he did was he took me to the restaurant there at the airport, because 7 years of age and 6 months in the orphanage, I weighed all of 39 pounds. When I left Korea, I hated the Marines, despised them, because they were the ones who came into my village. They were the ones that I could hear the laughter when I would try to get in my little house. When I say house, I'm talking about a shack, and I could hear the laughter of my mother and the Marines. But I was locked out during the cold winter nights. A lot of good Marines that were there that helped children, but you had that small percentage that were very abusive to the children. And so therefore, when I left Korea, came to the United States, my attitude toward the military, the Marines, was very negative. And I remember my parents taking us to Disneyland for a summer vacation. And I was walking in front of my parents as I was always. I mean, if you look at the videos, I'm just constantly running back and forth and jumping up and down. And as we were walking in Disneyland, I saw some two or three young Marines that were probably on weekend passes there at Disneyland in their uniform. When I saw them, I ran up behind one of them, kicked him, spit on him, and then ran back to my dad because I knew the fight was going to start and my dad was going to back me up, but we were going to have a fight. And when my father saw what I did and I ran up to him, he picked me up and gave me a swat on my bottom, walked me up to that Marine, and made me apologize for what I had done. And I was brokenhearted that he did not support me against this person that reflected all the negative things in my life. As I grew older and looked back, I realized that really most of those who came were there to help. It was just a small minority that hurt. And I had to forgive those and realize what the mission was. And what they truly gave me was an opportunity for me to be the person that I am today. And so it's not one act of kindness, but it is a country, a nation, who are willing to come and fight for the freedom of the people there, and not to become an empirical nation, part of the United States, but to allow those people then to govern themselves and become a nation among themselves. I look at the countries where the United States have come or have gone and lost our lives. Most of those countries are better off because of the interaction that they have had with the United States of America. And I am thankful to be a part of that country and that cause.